Raleigh, North Carolina. It's The Lost Podcast with Jay and Jack, a podcast dedicated to the show Lost on ABC. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Hello and welcome to The Lost Podcast with Jay and Jack. My name is Jay.
And I am the Canes.
And welcome to the Monday edition of
The Lost Podcast.
How are you, Jack?
I'm doing outstanding.
I guess it is Esau.
Esau, that's what I heard. Once, twice, maybe a thousand times.
Yes, I told you guys I was probably pronouncing it wrong. And
Esau.
We got probably 5,000 comments about how
Esau.
I pronounced it wrong.
Esau. Well, that's adding to the record-breaking email count. Our record before was 420.
Uh-huh.
We're already past it.
We're from like Thursday to Sunday.
Yeah, we're not even a week into. So just to let you guys know, these next couple weeks, I will attempt to answer all the emails.
Yeah.
But I'm really busy. So if I don't get to it, don't send me a nasty email telling me, hey, it's taking you too long to answer my email.
aside from me pronouncing a name wrong, we've had a pretty good week.
I've had a good week, yeah. Esau.
So today we're going to do a couple, you know, podcasts just about this finale episode because there's a lot to talk about. It left a lot open to interpretation.
And like I said, we've got a lot of phone calls,
yeah,
a lot of emails, and so we'll be doing this as long as you guys are talking about it.
Yeah, so we're going to be doing podcasts about it. So today we're going to have Lost in Review, next on Lost.
The TV. You're going to have next on Lost.
I have something for next on Lost.
Just dying to play that song.
And also we have a lot of listener feedback to get into and tweet back.
Yes. Yes, we do.
All right, so Jack, what do you say we get into
now? What is this next on Lost thing?
Can't you just wait and be surprised? No, because you have to spoil the surprise.
You're just dying to play the song.
Just wait for it to happen.
Fine. All right. I was promised 9 months of next on Lost.
So it's 8 3/4 months.
But you know when it's like Christmas. You know, you get all excited about Christmas, and then if they take it away, you're like, what happened? So now that's what you've done.
Lost in Review. Here we go.
Each week there's one thing to do. It's none other than Lost in Review. We take a look back at last week's episode. It's Lost in Review.
It's Lost in Review time. I have a couple of things to look back on. As more things develop, we'll have more Lost in Reviews in the upcoming weeks. But first up, from audiblylost.com, our friend Congested runs that site. But he got the Greek text translated from what was on that tapestry.
Really?
Yes. So it is, let's see here.
Is it anything about Esau?
Maybe. So may heaven grant you in all things your heart's desire is a part of what Odysseus says to Nausicaa.
You're taking a chance here.
Odysseus, I know how to say that one. Odysseus, and then I'm not going to tell because I want to hear people.
You blew Odysseus about the first time.
The pronunciations. And now, O Queen, have pity upon me, for you are the first person I have met, and I know no one else in this country. Show me the way to your town, and let me have anything that you may have brought here to wrap your clothes in. May heaven grant you in all things your heart's desire, husband, house, and a happy, peaceful home. And there's nothing better in this world than man and wife should be one in mind in the house. It comforts their enemies, makes the hearts of their friends glad, and they themselves know more about it than anyone.
Cool.
So that's basically some of the Greek translation from what was on Jacob's tapestry.
Are you losing your voice over there?
So much. Maybe. I don't know.
Because that could be a good thing.
All right. So let's see here. Next up is the four-toed statue. So we had a pretty good look at the four-toed statue, right?
I
on the side. It still wasn't like a full front picture of the statue, which I think is kind of jerk league. Don't you think? I mean, they said we're going to see it again, but it's
come on. It's Lost. They got to mess with our heads.
But from that side shot, it looks very much like, because people are thinking Anubis, but now it looks a lot like the other one that people were theorizing about and that we had on the show as well. And that is the Towerette. Tawerett. I can't take it anymore.
Why don't they just call it like the Sam? The John.
And I remember the Tawerett was the goddess of motherhood.
Right.
And this is from lost.cubit.net. And he also hypothesized that it could be Sobek, S-O-B-E-K.
Now, a lot of people do believe that could be it.
Yes, and that is the alligator, or I'm sorry, crocodile.
Crocodile.
Headed Egyptian god. So, check that out at last.qubit.net and, of course, Wikipedia those as well. So, Jack, what do you, after seeing it again, what other things have you come up with?
Did I notice? I think the Deadwood guy. And I'm calling him Deadwood guy instead of Esau because I don't want to get in trouble.
Well, Esau is how you pronounce it. But can I just say, in all fairness, it's AU is the end, and like Seau is like Seau. AU.
So Junior Seau.
Like, so it was like Esau.
So it's Junior Esau.
Junior Seau.
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 Oh, it's poor Jay.
Anywho, you know, so what did you think?
I felt bad for you because the week before I had made a mistake.
Uh huh.
But you know, it's funny. Again, I was getting lumped into the people were taking it out on me, and I go, I never said it. But that's cool. I'm a big boy. I can take it. I think the Deadwood guy could be the good guy.
That's a lot of people theorize too.
I think Jacob is the bad guy. He keeps bringing people there.
Yeah.
Now I know. I understand. Now he hit. It's a game with him because Deadwood guy kept saying, they're all gonna do. They're gonna commit murder. They're gonna kill. They're gonna destroy. And they're gonna ruin. That's what he keeps saying. You just want to prove me wrong. Well, he's the one that he brought the Black Rock there.
Yeah, exactly.
He keeps bringing everybody there. So maybe Jacob is not the good guy. And who was leading Ben and the others?
Jacob.
And would we classify Ben as a good guy?
No. And I was going to say that too. Like watching that, watch that first scene and just like analyzing it and what he says. And just what you said is like, you keep bringing him here and maybe he's like against, all the death and destruction that Jacob continually brings.
Yeah.
Jacob seems not minded at all.
No, it's a game.
Yeah.
It's just a game. Like we said, when we saw Locke playing backgammon in the beginning of season one.
Yeah, with a black and white.
Black and white. It's just a game.
Yeah.
This whole island is just it's just been a game between Deadwood guy and Jacob.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think Deadwood guy wanted to play anymore. He was looking for that loophole. Done. Now the subpilot says, "You'll be getting your sedative, enjoy your rest, and I will see you on the other side." The other side of what?
That's a common saying, I'll see you on the other side.
See you on the other side. Brother. What do you think? See you on the other side.
That's not what Desmond said. Desmond said, I'll see you in another life.
I know, but it makes for a more dramatic if I say brother after that.
Then you're accused of
I don't care. At this point, I don't care. There's so many emails. I won't get to it anyway. I'm kidding. When Juliet was watching the sub submerge, she watched it the whole time. I think she was thinking, this is the last chance I have to get off this island.
Mm-hmm.
If you watch it, because when Kate and Sawyer are having their little cute, flirty bantering back and forth,
yeah,
she's not paying attention. She's watching the sub submerge.
Mm-hmm.
Sawyer, when he was talking to the Rose and Bernard,
mm-hmm.
I could have brought you both in. Why didn't you find a way to tell us you were both here? And then Rose says, because we're retired.
Uh-huh.
Retired from what? Now, again, I hate to keep bringing this back up, but it does say retired.
Okay, but can I say something?
And hold on a second. I think you're going to read an email later on, or I'm going to be reading an email later on. People say, don't give up, Jack. Don't give up.
Mm-hmm.
She could have been saying retired from the Dharma Initiative. So now, as I did on the last podcast, that I'm done with it. But people have said, I'm not just crushing my dreams. I'm crushing their dreams. So now I got to think back and go, I'm not giving up. Maybe she was retiring from the Dharma. She knew how the Dharma Initiative was. She knew there was going to be a purge. She didn't want to be any part of it.
All right, I'm going to start calling you the Brett Favre of podcasting. Because how many times do you need to quit and then come back and decide you want to believe in the theory again?
Right now, I'm teetering towards I can't give up on it. Until the final season of until next season and the final episode goes and we don't find out. Right now, I'm coming back. The people that want to believe in it. And that we've gotten a lot of emails, and the ones I've gotten to.
Uh-huh.
So, right now, I'm kind of leaning back towards, And then when Alana and the group were walking to Jacob's cabin, I didn't notice this the first time, but there was a small gap in the ash line.
Oh, you didn't see that?
I didn't see it. I was writing down notes, so I never saw it.
They pointed out. She, even pointed to the fact that the ash line's been broken.
Look, Mr. Esau. I admit I didn't see it. I'm not a coward and run away and hide.
I didn't run away from Becca and pronounce Esau wrong.
Mr. Esau, I said, again, I didn't see it. So who was in that cabin? I don't think it was Jacob.
We have a lot of theories about that.
All right, then I'll wait. I think Alana knew Jacob.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't notice it the first time, but she didn't, she looked a little scared.
Well, no, she did. She's like, hey, it was almost like a reuniting between the two.
Yeah, so I think Alana does know. Maybe it's his wife?
No, I wouldn't say his wife, no.
Of course, that's just a theory. Not a spoiler.
Okay.
Two guys helping Alana and Bram. They never speak, so we're going to call them dead carrying guys.
I thought it was lock carrying guys.
Yeah, but I've changed it to dead carrying guys, because now we know that Locke is in there and he's dead. So it's going to be dead carrying guys. What do you think?
I think Locke sounds better.
You think lock carrying guys? Okay, we'll stick with that. The coin that Jack drops in the machine, you know, he's trying to get the Apollo candy bar.
Uh-huh.
Was that the only coin? Was that the first, had they just changed the machine and took the money? Because it goes, you can hear it bouncing around.
Seriously?
Hey, it's things I notice. Also, when Hurley's in the car with Jacob.
Uh-huh.
Are they in Hawaii?
What do you mean?
Their film must be filming in Hawaii. There's a jack-in-the-box in Hawaii because they're driving by. I see a jack-in-the-box.
Really? Yeah, I think they did film it in Hawaii.
Yeah, so it's just cool stuff. Now, okay, I'm getting to the part where Jacob, where he meets everybody. Okay, people have said that Jacob he's all about fate and that he doesn't change what happens. And, you know, and the other Esau is the guy that's the one controlling everything. That's what a lot of theories about there. I disagree because he saves Locke's life. Locke would have been dead, and he set him on the course to go to the island.
Uh-huh.
Without Locke being in the wheelchair.
Yeah, exactly.
Locke would have gone on the
the walkabout.
Walkabout, and he wouldn't have never gone to the island. So that Saeed, he saved Saeed's life. I don't think the person that when the hit and run was trying to kill Nadia, they were trying to kill Saeed.
But the thing is, though, is like if they were just walking like normally, I don't think she would have like stopped. They would have just kept walking along because she stopped, looked behind to see Saeed, who was still behind her.
But again, his actions saved Saeed. Now, why would he save Saeed?
Because he wants him to blow up the bomb.
Because also he's the one that shot young Ben.
And who Ben lived anyway.
And who stabbed Jacob?
Ben. Ah, okay.
So maybe he was trying to set forth in motion
him getting himself killed?
No, him not getting... If young Ben died, if Kate didn't save, young Ben would have died and never would have gone on to kill...
But then if the island saved Ben, Jacob saved Ben...
No, I'm getting to that point.
Okay.
Jeez, you kids. Okay. Kate, he bailed her out, told her not to steal anymore. Really, I can't figure anything there. She went on to kind of lead a life of crime and stuff like that until she got on the island. And actually until she got off the island, so I haven't figured out anything there, but he touched her on the nose. But he told Sawyer he was sorry about his parents and gave him the pin. Is that the pin he used to continue writing the letter to the real Sawyer to keep his hate going?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
All right, so then he did influence him there. Uh-huh. If he didn't give him the pin, he would have kept going, so there. Sun and Jin, the woman before Jacob, when they're in the greeting line,
uh-huh.
She tells him, are you planning on starting a family? And they kind of laughed, said, maybe on the honeymoon. Next person up is Jacob. He touches them both. What happens with Sun and Jin? They have problems conceiving. Did Jacob, by touching them, cause the problems?
Conceiving? All right.
So I'm just throwing it out there. Okay. Why would they have the woman before say, are you going to start a family? And they say, maybe on the honeymoon. And suddenly Jacob touches them. They have a problem conceiving.
Okay. All right.
Just throwing it out there. And Jack was at a magic candy bar. Just throwing it out there. I don't know.
Oh,
but
man.
With Jack, though,
okay.
Remember, he wasn't on Jacob's list.
No, he wasn't.
Why wasn't he on Jacob's list? He's the one that saved Ben. Maybe that's why he wasn't on the list. Maybe Ben brought him back. Maybe that's why Ben is in trouble, because he brought Jack over. Remember, Jack was not on the list. Why wasn't Jack on the list? Why wasn't Jack on the list?
He didn't want to save Ben.
He performed the operation that saved Ben, and Ben is the one that later on stabs him.
Ah, okay.
So maybe that's why he wasn't on Jack's list. Hurley, he told him he should get on flight. He directly told him to get on the flight. He said, it's your choice.
Mm-hmm.
But he told him to get on the flight.
Yeah.
I still can't figure out. There has to be something in that guitar case or something important about Hurley. But I can't figure another reason why he would tell him. He told him directly he had to get on that flight.
Well, there is something with a guitar case that we just haven't seen yet. And even Jorge said, don't assume it's a guitar in the case.
Right. But there's got to be something more to Hurley's character.
Mm-hmm.
The smoke monster scanned Locke in season one and realized he was the one he would use to kill Jacob. He didn't kill him. So that's why. Remember, he was off alone. And then
Yeah. So are we assuming Esau is the smoke monster now?
I'm assuming that.
Okay.
Just assuming that he scanned Echo.
I don't think so. I don't think that maybe the smoke monster works with Esau.
It could work with him, but there has. Remember
what Esau?
Esau. Remember when Kate was up on that tree, and she sees the smoke monster coming in, and Michael is down below. They assume that Locke was dead.
Yeah.
You know, I think Jim came back to camp and said Locke is dead.
Yeah, exactly. Yep.
Jack said the ball headed guy. This guy's gonna cause me all this pain and for the next 4 years.
Good riddance.
He scanned Echo, but knew Echo would not help him. He knew Echo wouldn't go back to killing. So he knew Echo was not going to be the one.
Mm-hmm.
Same with the pilot. I'm just guessing on the pilot. Jack was on Jacob's lift. Also, Victoria Gotti.
Who's that?
She's the one, John Gotti's daughter.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
She's evicted from her house. Yeah. Her house is worth $3.2 million. Now I think we found out what Miles needed. The $3.2 million for.
To buy her house?
Buy her house. He's working for Victoria Gotti.
Oh, Lordy.
I'm just throwing that out there.
Great. Now we're going to be like killed and thrown in the river. Made a Gotti joke.
That was a good Gotti joke. Good Gotti.
Good Gotti.
But that's all I have from that episode. There was a lot more there, but that's all I have from that.
Okay, what I would say is that a lot of talk is going around. Is Juliet pregnant?
Oh, we have an email. We have an email.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, then we'll leave it for that then.
I think we have an email on that.
If not, then we'll talk about it later. All right, so Jack, what do you say we get to next on Lost?
Yeah, and that's all I gotta say about that. And that's the last time, because I realized just now I've said that like 15 times. So I apologize.
Oh man. All right, well here we go. Next on Lost.
The TV show.
Next on Lost. Next on Lost, the TV show. Next on Lost. Next on Lost. Maybe it's next week, maybe it's in a couple days. Cause next on Lost.
It's next on Lost Time.
Now this is the last time I'll have to hear it for a while, right?
Really?
You know what?
I could technically use this whenever I wanted.
You know, I'm cool. Just roll. I roll with the punches. That's all I gotta say about that.
What is that a reference to?
Oh, nothing.
Okay. Next on Lost is Comic Con, their Lost panel.
Announced it?
No, but I'm just saying that's what's going to happen.
That's it?
Yeah.
You got everyone excited. I jumped up. I said, oh, they've already announced. That's incredible because people will be sending us emails and stuff asking. We know nothing.
Yeah, but no, I'm just, they're going into radio silence and they won't really talk about it till the Comic Con. So that's what next that we have to look forward to, and as we get more information, that will be in next on Lost.
All right. As soon as we know, we will tell you.
Exactly. So don't think like we're off this summer or anything like that. We got a lot of stuff to talk about, including San Diego Comic-Con, which we've reported from for how many years now, Jack?
This will be our fourth.
Fourth year of Comic-Con. So pretty exciting. All right. Let's get into...
I was thinking maybe that could be my question.
What?
About maybe Rose and Bernard. I had it the other day, and I forgot what I was going to say. Never mind.
All right, well, let's get into...
The whole Next on Lost song just has thrown me off.
Listener feedback.
Do it.
Here we go.
Listener feedback.
All right, so listener feedback time. We have emails, calls, and tweet backs to get into. So, Jack, you have a special email that we're going to start off with. And so I will read it. It's from... We'll make it anonymous.
Anonymous.
Yes.
And to say up front, we're not picking on this
person. No. We're just clarifying
something that we've always said.
Yes. All right, so here we go. I love listening to you guys, but after listening to your recap of the season finale, I was very disappointed when Jack mentioned that Jacob's ashes could turn into the smoke monster. This is something that I never thought of, and if this turns out to be true, you guys would have completely ruined the entire smoke monster mystery for me. I know they killed Jacob in the present, but the whole show is revolving around time travel. So you still never know. I'm asking that you keep all theories out of the recap, especially ones as huge as that one. Keep all theories in the theory section, and if you slip up by either view, cut it out of the show. I hope that you can reply to this so that you know that you got it and took my opinion into account. Thanks.
Now, to be honest, I think we're pretty good about not giving away spoilers.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we knew about Emily Duravin the whole time, the whole season. We didn't say anything. We said about Charlotte dying. We knew she was dying beforehand. I knew that Jacob, who Jacob was a month ago, and I didn't say anything to anybody.
But the thing is, like, people like to make fun, but our recaps is not just recaps. We not only we recap what happened, but we also put our theories in on what we think is happening as we're looking back on the episode.
Right, and this was a theory someone had out there, and I think Jay shot it down right away.
The words, Jacob gets thrown into the fire.
Yeah, and the ashes, maybe that's what makes him the smoke monster.
Yeah.
And Jay said, no, that could, I can't remember what you said, but you made sense. And I said, okay, you're right. And I said, I joked about the theory being horrible, and it wasn't mine. Now, it's just a theory. Now, if we knew something for fact, I would never bring it up.
Yeah.
Never bring it up. In fact, we had a bad review a couple months ago, and we joked about it because someone goes, oh, you did? No, they didn't, or no, you didn't, and gave us a bad review because we gave away a spoiler during the beginning recap. Of the show. It was a Monday podcast, and I went back, I go, it was just a theory.
Yeah.
And it turns out that theory didn't come true.
Mm-hmm.
Most of our theories, if you listen, we joke about it, they don't happen.
Yeah.
So I understand where you guys are coming from, kind of, but I know a lot of you guys are really spoiler-free.
Uh-huh.
But to me, a theory is not a spoiler.
It's not. It's just it's theorizing what's going to happen on the show.
It's what we like to do. And like I said, when Jay said earlier, we get a lot of, you know, bad comments about, oh, it's just a recap show. It's not. If you listen to the recap, we're theorizing during the recap.
Yes.
When it's an excellent, sometimes it's just a recap because the episode, there was really nothing there.
Yeah.
But if an episode like this, where there's stuff going on.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to talk about what's going on.
Exactly.
Like I said, we're not reading this, bringing this out in public to criticize you.
No, no.
It's your opinion. We appreciate your opinion, but
we are against spoilers too, and we don't want anyone to feel that we would spoil them on anything if because trust me, we've known details of episodes way in advance before, and we just
It's not that we have inside information from the show. It's the fact that people spoil us. They send us spoilers, and we go, you know, most of them were minor,
mm-hmm.
except the Charlotte dying and stuff like that. But most of them, you know, like last year, I knew about Locke being in the coffin before it happened.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's light, but I didn't come out here and say, well, I think that Locke might be in the coffin. In fact, I think I did say Locke was in the coffin, and I changed it after I found out.
Yeah.
I put a different name in there just so people wouldn't think that I knew ahead of time. So anyway.
So theories are theories. They're not spoilers.
Yeah. So if you don't like us theorizing during a recap, only thing is suggest you don't listen to the recap. But you got 9 months to have to worry about that.
Yeah.
So anything we bring up, unless we say this is a spoiler,
mm-hmm.
it's because we learned back in the beginning when we used to, you know, we didn't know it was a big deal, and we'd say little minor things, and people just, oh. And we took it to heart and said, okay, well, we won't do that.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So that is that. Now we have some phone calls to get into, Jack. So what do you say we do it?
Do it.
All right, here we go.
Hey, guys. This is Tommy the Duck. I can't believe nobody's mentioned this yet, but more toward the beginning of the season with the whole time travel thing, the producers said on the official Lost podcast that they were not going to have the show go that direction where, you know, all of a sudden the plane just continues landing and nothing ever happened. They came out and straight up said it, that by doing that would be cheating the fans. You know, if the last 5-6 years that we've spent watching the show is just erased, that would really be cheating the fans. It would cheapen the show, and I, for one, 100% agree with that. But what makes me mad about this whole thing is that they went on record and said that, and yet the last 4 or 5 episodes of the show, that's like the whole thing that they're trying to sell the audience on, is that that's what's going to happen. I don't know. I mean, there's no way it can happen. And it doesn't make any sense. But anyways, other than that, I thought the finale was great. You know, the whole Juliet-Kate thing was a little over the top, but the Locke and Jacob thing, like, totally got me. That was awesome. So anyways, I guess we'll enjoy the hiatus. Have a good summer, guys.
Hi, Jay and Jack. It's Leslie in Miami. I'm listening to your most recent podcast and your recap when Jack says, just like a woman, after Juliet changed her mind. And when I was watching the episode with my husband and she said that, he said, just like a woman. So thanks for the laugh and have a great day. Bye.
Hey, Jay and Jack. This is Ryan from Warren, Pennsylvania. 2:30 in the morning, I'm driving home from an Alkaline Trio concert in Cleveland, and your podcast is helping me stay awake, so thank you. what an amazing season finale. And I'm calling just with a quick question for you and Jack to answer separately, and that is, how would you rate the season finale in your order of favoritism so far? And this question comes up because I think that season 5 finale that we just saw be my favorite finale yet, because it was just so epic and game-changing. So if I had to rate them, I would probably say season 5 tied with or at least close to season 3 with the big flash forward reveal, and then season 2 because the ending of the heroes captured by the others was just so interesting and dark, and then the reveal of Penny at the end being out in the real world was amazing, followed by season 4 with the island vanishing, and then season 1 with the opening of the hatch and the kidnapping of Walt. So for me it would be 5 and 3 almost neck and neck, 2, 4, and then 1. So that's my question. How would you rate the season finales, each of you in your order of preference so far? And then maybe how would you rate the season openers in your order of preference? Okay, take care. Cannot wait until Comic-Con and next year. Take care. Bye.
All right, thank you for those calls.
All right, now, so rating the season finales, how would you? I would go season 3 as my favorite.
Yeah, I'd go season 3 too.
Just because I was like, wasn't sure. Well, number one, I wasn't sure if I was going to like the direction they were going to go.
Uh-huh.
But that whole, we've said it 1,000 times, we got to go back, Kate. And when they found out they were off the island, because I was completely surprised, completely spoiler-free.
Mm-hmm.
This one, I don't know what to make of it.
Yeah.
But I put it at number 3. Number 1, season 1 was probably my second favorite, because I couldn't wait for the second season to come up, because I was like, what's down that hatch? What's going on? You know, what's happened to Walt? What's happened? And then probably 2 and 4 are probably a tie.
Okay.
You know, that season openers, wow, that's a tough one. I like them all, so it's hard to...
If I had to rank my finales, it'd be 3. Why don't we do like a special podcast where we do our top 5 finales and our top 5 openers?
Okay, we could do that.
So a special podcast, top 5 finales and top 5
openers. Since I already gave my top 5 openers, kind of lets it...
Well, you think about it some more and you
reassess. I could change my mind, just like a woman. I'm kidding.
You're going to get us in more trouble.
I'm joking.
Oh,
I'm
man.
Joking, Leslie. I would never, because I've changed my mind.
Once.
I'm kidding. And then Tommy the Duck. The official Lost podcast went to leaps and bounds to tell us the plane was not going to land. We were not going to be that. We weren't going to be cheated. But you know what? They also said that Rose and Bernard haven't worked for Dharma.
They also said there was no underwater hatch.
Right. So,
and they also said, and you know, like it's to the point, like is I think they might be starting a new ARG on Twitter, alternate reality game.
Really?
Yeah. And it's to the point now where it's just like, because we kind of didn't play the last one, but if
they're, they didn't finish the last one.
If they're not gonna make these things canon, why do we need to play? Because they took away that Chang video that they had at Comic-Con.
Right.
And they made it not canon.
Right, because they changed... they changed their mind what they're going to do.
Yeah, they changed their mind.
They must... Do they have a woman writer?
Dude.
I'm joking. Come on.
Anyway,
it's a joke.
So they changed their mind, because a lot of it was like, oh, Faraday can't, because he was in that video, and that didn't happen yet at all.
Because we got Hunter Z, and I go, you're right. Then they said, oh, that wasn't canon.
Yeah.
Sorry.
So, I mean, if... And they've done it before, and
you know what they should do with the ARGs? Say, look, this is not canon. You want to play along, have some fun, you know, keep you interested the next 8 months, keep you, you know, going, something like that. Do that. Make it funny. Make them funny. Make it kind of twist. You could have a whole new little mini series going on. You know, like when they did with the webisodes. You know, that they weren't really.
But see, webisodes are canon.
Yeah, but some of them weren't, and some were.
No, I mean they're considered all. They're all considered canon.
Because some were like, okay. They didn't really mean it. A few were like, oh my God. You know, with the whole Christian and Vincent running around.
And the thing is, the first ARG, the one with the numbers video, that's considered canon.
Right. That was good. But I think right now, because you only have one more season.
Yeah.
And I don't want to be spoiled next season. I don't want to know. I don't even. you know, even at Comic-Con next year, you don't even have to tease me with what's going to happen.
The thing is, though, is just like...
Show me some bloopers, and I'll be cool. I'll be cool with that. Show me some bloopers. I don't want to be spoiled what's going to happen, especially if you're misleading me. I don't need to even be misled. I'm going to watch no matter what. Mm-hmm. I think most Lost fans will. If you're going to have a canon game, have some kind of... Something different that's going to happen. Maybe a character that isn't even around anymore.
Well, I mean, that's the thing. Is just like, it becomes like... Well, that was kind of a waste of time because it doesn't matter anyway.
Right. And like last year, I'm pretty sure they didn't even finish it. They ran out of money or something.
There was some funding issues. But then it's just like at Comic-Con, because the year before that, they had the orientation video.
Right.
And that ended up being true.
Yeah.
So it's just like, it's kind of frustrating. And I understand, you know, things happen. I understand. I'm not.
And things change. And, yeah. You know, actors don't want to do the show maybe anymore or something. You never know what's behind the scenes.
But then it's frustrating to ask the viewer to then be invested in it when they could change their
minds.
That's
what I'm saying. Say up front, hey, we're just going to have some fun. Yeah. Just have some fun, and just for the next 8 months, if you want to play along, have some fun with it.
Yeah.
I know the hardcore Lost fans won't enjoy that because they don't like to have fun.
Well, it's not, but they want like the real answers.
They want facts. They want if they're going to invest their time, and I'm not criticizing them. If they want to invest their time, they don't want to waste their time.
Yeah.
To me, hey, whatever you guys want to do is fine with me. Let's start season 6 and I'll roll with it. And then whatever happens, happens.
All right. So do we get the next set of calls here?
Yeah.
All right. Here we go.
Hey, guys. This is Josh from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. I just came up with this cool theory I think is pretty interesting. I think Claire is dead. And that's why when we see her in the cabin with Christian Shepherd, that's why they're just chilling and not really doing anything. I think she's dead and being controlled by whoever's controlling Shepard and Locke. And with Sun finding Charlie's ring, somehow she's going to, when everybody else finds Claire, Sun's going to bring that ring to her, and she's not going to have any emotional appeal or anything. She's not really going to have any memory of that ring. And because of that, they're going to know that she's not really the Claire that everybody thinks she is. So that's my theory, and I'm sticking to it. Thanks, guys. Awesome podcast. You guys are super creative, and I love listening to you guys all the time. All right.
Hi, Jay and Jack. This is Donna Ward. All right, here's my theory. I'm going to get right to the meat of it. Right? I think that just like in, was it season 3? When Desmond woke up naked in the jungle somewhere, Juliet is going to wake up naked in the jungle somewhere. That's my theory, and I'm sticking to it, and I hope it's true. All right. Thank you. Bye.
Hey, it's Ben from Iowa with the theory that I had forgotten. When Miles and Jack leave the Dharma house with the bomb, they grab a jumpsuit, and I think it's Hector jumpsuit, and then they're sitting in the van, and Saeed probably dies, and isn't that the jumpsuit they find on... Or Horace, not Hector. Isn't that the jumpsuit that Hurley finds on a dead guy in a van near the Swan Station? So, just maybe a crazy day. Bye.
All right, the guy in the van was actually Roger Linus, Ben's dad.
Yeah, that's what I recall.
Was the person in the van because that Ben kills
his dad.
His dad in the car.
He gasses him.
Yeah, and then it ends up that car being... abandoned now, where Hurley finds it.
Is he meaning that, remember in the pit, it was wasn't it Horace's?
Well, Horace died too in the Purge.
I know, but could it have been Saeed?
I don't know. But no, it's that was Roger in the van that, and that's all from season 3. If you go to the end of season 3, that all is answered.
I'll have to go back and watch it again. As far as Donna, about...
Don O'War.
Don, I'm sorry, Don O'War. I apologize. I even wrote that down. I don't know why I said Donna.
Oh, Donna.
Uh-oh, Jay's going to sing. Let me go real fast here. Desmond, waking up after he turned the failsafe key, woke up naked. Mm-hmm. Now, could we see a naked Juliet? Now, I'm thinking ratings might be down a little bit. Would you be upset with that?
No, I wouldn't be upset. I wouldn't be.
Not just me, because I like Juliet's character, and to see her alive would make me happy.
Exactly.
If she was naked.
Bonus.
Bonus. Oh, we're just not going anywhere. Let's see. Josh, Claire is dead, and we'll find out because she will not be emotional when she's handed the ring from Sun.
Wait, wouldn't she do that anyway because she's a mean person that deserves to die?
So maybe she'll offer Sun a cup of coffee. Oh, thanks for the ring.
Would you like some coffee? Well,
that's coffee. No, I think that's a good theory if she's not emotional by it. Because remember I said in the last podcast, I theorized that if she's given the ring, maybe that's when she'll break down and cry. Uh-huh. Now, if she doesn't break down and cry like Josh says, that would mean that I would think she's dead.
Yeah, but the thing is, though, is that if Locke is really dead, the current Locke, or evil Locke, or whatever you want to call him, he seemed to still know Locke and all of his memories and all of his life.
Well, because he was scanned. Locke was scanned in season one.
But a lot of stuff happened to him after season one he knew.
Oh, come on, but it's Locke. He probably told him. Now, man. Have you finally come to the right side?
No, I haven't.
That Locke is not the... stop beating a dead horse. Stop doing this. And I kind of backed off because I said, okay, I'm tired of people complaining.
Okay, I will say this. I am not like you. I will not waffle back and forth between my theories and what I believe in. And
even if you're wrong? You're wrong. You were just...
You were just
proving that Locke is not the guy. They were telling us the whole season when Richard said, Look, we talked to Jack. Look, I've met this guy.
Hey.
Come on. Three times I've met this guy, and I just don't see
him. Okay, all right. Well, can I finish
what I want to say? I don't see this guy being special at all.
Can I finish? I will if it's the show is not over yet, so I'm going to hold out faith on Mr. John Locke until the end of the series.
All right, so now we see him dead. He's dead. He's dead as a doorknob.
As far as we know, but who knows what's going to happen now? They blew up the hydrogen bomb.
All right. So all of a sudden, Locke blowing up the hydrogen bomb is going to bring Locke into his greatness.
I don't know. But that's what I'm saying. The show is not, and I will not waver on that until the show is over.
I think a lot of people have come to my side and said, okay, Jack, you were right.
Because unlike you, who's gone back and forth on Dharma Rose and Dharma Bernie.
Well, it's tough.
Many times.
It's tough, but now, like I said, I'm back.
I'm resilient enough to believe in it until it's over.
I think most people want to believe that Dharma Rose is Dharma Rose.
Except you, who dropped it last week for like the 20th time.
Because I said, Brett Favre, if Brett Favre can come back and after playing for Green Bay for 17, 18 years, and then come play for the Vikings, then the Vikings. Well, the Jets wasn't as bad, but the Vikings and Green Bay, they hate each other.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the Chargers, Raiders, Denver Raiders, like the whole thing, you know.
And it's so upsetting to like watch highlights of Trevor Hoffman doing really awesome with the Brewers.
Yep. What are you going to do?
I watched the highest on SportsCenter. I was just like, ugh.
Do they do the? I haven't seen. Hell's Bells. They do Hell's Bells.
Yep.
Oh, bummer.
Yeah, it's it was hard to watch.
I got an email here. Don't give up, Jack.
Okay,
that's to me. Hey, Jane, Jack. I want Jack to know you shouldn't give up on the Rose and Menard Dharma thing. Rose said they are retired. Maybe they already retired from Dharma Initiative and they couldn't go back because Chang would have remembered them. Keep up the crackpot theories. I need another song, Priscilla. So, again, they had to hide from Chang. Chang would recognize him. Maybe Horace would recognize him.
All right.
And, I could see, if Rose would have gone back to the DI, as wimpy as Horace is, she would have been running the whole thing.
All right, this one is from Mike in Houston. Juliet is pregnant.
Ooh.
Guys, my wife pointed out last night out the scene where Bernard offers Juliet a cup of tea. Before she goes, she has her right hand resting on her stomach.
And she does.
I told my wife that it was simply because she had a gun tucked in her belt, but she informed me, the dumb male, that women put their hand on their stomach like that at times when they are pregnant. Since Sawyer and Juliet have been in Dharmaville happiness for 3 years, doesn't it make sense that she may be pregnant? Also, red raspberry leaf tea is supposed to be good for pregnancy. Or really? So it is said.
I did not know that.
But that's what I was thinking. And other people have been thinking as well. So do you think she's pregnant?
And when I watched it the second time, I saw that. That's why when I saw that email, I said, oh,
mm-hmm.
Maybe. I didn't notice the first time that she was holding her stomach.
Yeah, but she definitely is.
Maybe she had a stomach ache because Sawyer was looking at Kate. Or maybe the baby was kicking.
Possibly.
I don't know. Vincent, Bernard, and Rose. That's the title of this theory.
I don't think the baby kicks until later on, so she's not that pregnant yet.
Well, we don't know how far along she is.
Well, she doesn't have a stomach or anything.
There's a lot of women that don't, sometimes they don't have any, they just have a little tiny bulge there.
I didn't see any tiny bulge.
Well, I'm not saying she had a tiny bulge. Now I'm really in deep water.
You're saying she's fat. I'm going to tell Elizabeth Mitchell that you said that.
I did not say that. I was just saying she could run around naked. I'd be all right with that. Why would I say?
I don't know.
All right. Man, it's getting hot in here. I feel like I'm in...
Elizabeth, I'm sorry. I think you're beautiful.
Hey, bring some waterboarding. I think this would be easier than what's going on right now. Is anyone else bothered by the fact that Vincent is now a boy dog? Or the fact that they cast a girl dog to play a boy dog until the last episode in which suddenly became a boy? Plus, he acted nothing like the girl Vincent. Did you notice that?
I always assumed it was a boy, but I guess I was wrong. Vincent sounds like a guy's name.
But it's a... I guess it was a girl dog before.
They had acting the part, but was it ever, like, said, come here, girl?
No, but she's saying the actor dog.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if it's a...
Well, they've switched out dogs that have played Vincent a couple times.
Oh, I know that, but this is from Pattern. Uh-huh. I don't know if it's girl or guy. But, plus he acts... They're saying he acted nothing like a girl Vincent. Also, where did Bernie and Rose find those 4 Dharma cans of food in the past if they aren't part of the Dharma Initiative? Huh.
They've been sneaking. They've been raiding. Huh. They've been raiding supply trucks.
Raiding supply trucks. And how easy is it to go by? I guess they knew the combination to the fence. Huh. If they were able, just said that they were raiding supply trucks.
Uh-huh, possibly.
So they knew the combination of the sonar fence? How would they know the combination of the sonar fence?
Well, they've been outside the sonar fence.
That they were able to go inside and get the food.
There's airdrops they get to before other people.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Just throwing it out there. More evidence that maybe Rose and Bernard.
Oh, man. All right.
Did
so
one-time work.
Why Esau knows all about Locke. When Smokey had
Locke. Are you sure
Locke
about that, Esau?
In clutches, he sucked all of his thoughts and saved them for Esau's use. Or Esau and Smokey the same. Eric from Akron, Ohio. I'm kind of siding with Esau's a good guy.
I think Esau is the good guy, and he was trying to. He was tired of. I think it was their island.
Yeah,
and he was tired of Jacob playing games with the island, but they couldn't kill each other. He had to find a loophole,
or basically like playing. You know, like you said, God's video game.
God's video game. They're God's video game, and I think Jacob is the bad guy.
Mm-hmm.
Could be wrong, but as of now, I'm saying that's what it is, and I'm sticking to it.
Okay.
Because I stick to my theories. I'm the one that coined that phrase, and I'm sticking to it.
Yeah.
Not like you. The evidence is there. John Locke is not... But, okay. It's been there from the start.
You say I'm sticking to it, but you waffle. Start calling you Ben Wafflesburger.
All right. This stinks. And I didn't know they were in this room. This is from Sean. It's all in caps, too.
Ooh.
But I'm not going to yell. Okay. We watched the show for 5 years, and in this one episode, they throw us 2 new, not really, but come on, characters who wipe out all we need to know for the early episodes. Honestly, whatever battles happens next year, the history beforehand didn't even matter. Totally annoyed. I also don't think that they are gods, but maybe angels. A lot of fallen angels. What?
No,
that's what it says.
I know. Your acting is
it's horrible.
It's riveting.
I'm sorry. You can't see what I'm doing now. No. I don't know I'm doing that. Never mind.
Reminds me of that Will Ferrell thing they opened up with last night.
Yeah, it was pretty funny. Yeah, that was funny up until Weekend Update. And Weekend Update just killed it.
Well, the Harry Carey thing was funny.
It was funny, but it went on too long. And it's like going...
Well, I don't think... Amy Poehler didn't need to come back. That was kind of...
They just kind of... You know, maybe
kind of cut it. It killed
maybe
it
Maybe she should go back to her show and work on that.
Yeah. But the Jeopardy sketch was hilarious.
Jeopardy, even your mom, who doesn't like Jeopardy,
uh-huh,
was rolling through it.
That was hilarious.
When Burt Reynolds all of a sudden showed up.
Just showed up. That was great. Because I was like, oh, they should have gotten Norm MacDonald to come and do Burt Reynolds. And then it was like, oh, wow.
It was hilarious.
Yeah.
Hilarious. Also, to get off topic, there's a couple things out there. If you mm-hmm. go, there's a thing with Jorge on Jimmy Fallon,
uh-huh,
where he does the dude.
Uh-huh.
It's hilarious. You go on my thread, Ask Jack. Someone has put a link there. It's hilarious. Also, Jimmy Kimmel did something with Matthew Fox.
Uh-huh.
They're grabbing a cup of coffee and they have an...
Oh, that's hilarious.
I'm laughing and rolling, and your mom comes over and goes, what are you laughing at? She watches, and the one part she laughed a lot with the soap.
Yeah, the soap thing was hilarious.
Oh, you're laughing like it was the funniest thing in the world. I go, it's hilarious.
Yeah, if you see, it's Matthew Fox and Jimmy Kimmel.
On just Google, go on YouTube and do search Jimmy Kimmel, Matthew. It's hilarious. But also have you seen the dude thing?
I haven't seen the dude thing
yet.
The
dude thing is hilarious.
It was on Jimmy Fallon?
Jimmy Fallon.
Okay.
It's just on message board. I'm not saying that to go join our message board because I'm making thousands of dollars.
Uh-huh.
Only hundreds. But if you go on there, it's hilarious.
Okay.
Anyway, back to my thing. A lot of fallen angels, Satan, stories about how they're loving God too much. to bow to humans, not really making him a bad guy. Darn this show. Thankfully, only one more year.
I don't think they're going to erase him. It's just, I think it's leaving a lot of, like, one thing that kind of frustrated me about this finale, and it's also kind of something that's going to help keep theories going, but it didn't really do anything to set up what's going to happen next.
No, because we don't know.
We don't know anything. We don't know the fates of anybody. We don't know if they really, I mean, it can be assumed maybe that the bomb was blown up, and even...
Well, they're saying that it wasn't the whole bomb. The 20,000 tons was still at the...
But it was still the hydrogen core, so that's still enough to
do a lot of damage. It would only done the damage around that area.
So the whole point was to make the
incident is caused by...
Well, the electromagnetic properties make them rule them inert.
Now, do you think that the start of the show, if they had plans, do you think this was part of the plan from the start? That the Lossies would go back in time and they were the ones that would cause the incident?
I don't know.
That would be an interesting question to ask at Comic-Con.
Whether they'll say yes, but I don't know.
Whether they answer or not, I think they had a beginning, a middle, and an end, and I think that they've, because of...
Being was a crash, the middle was they got off, and they actually need to get back.
They need to get back,
and then the end is
and what's
going
to happen, what the whole story is, the control of that island.
Yeah.
Who is going to finally end up with control of that island, and what's going to happen to it. I think a lot of Lossies are going to die. Just a theory, I don't know for a fact, but I think that's what's going to happen, that the other parts...
Because the producers have said before, like we're saying earlier, it's like, oh, there's not going to be any time travel.
Yeah, they did. They said that. But they have, you know, they have to do... The best thing that ever happened to this show, unfortunately, it's going to end next year, is that they had a in 6 years, we're done.
Yeah.
You're going to have the complete story that if they kept dragging this out, because that's what people complain about in season two. Oh, you're just dragging it out.
Mm-hmm.
Season three a little bit. Oh, you're just dragging it out. But then I think it was after season three, they announced that they were going to have...
It was in the middle of season three, they announced.
They were going to only have three more seasons after this. And people, oh, good, good. And it's, but I think after next season, we're going to be like, wow, there's nothing on TV as good as this show.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to be disappointed.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, we have another email.
All right. Genesis 25:27. Check out this verse. Esau became a hunter, a man of the field, but Jacob was a simple man, a dweller in tents. Locke was a hunter too, correct?
Yes, he was. He was a wannabe hunter.
I read a lot about Esau and Jacob, and the whole Jacob tricked him into giving up his birthright. Esau was out hunting and whatever, and he came back and he was like starving, like literally starving.
Esau was?
Yeah, and Jacob said,
now, when Jacob came back, did he call him Esau?
Jacob was like, oh, here, I got this red lentil soup. And he's like, oh, great. He's like, you can have it, but you got to give me your birthright as the firstborn son.
Wow. So Jacob is not the nice guy we think he is.
Well, it's a lot of debate on whether it was Esau who was foolish and gave the... Because Jacob ends up being renamed by God Israel and the leader of the Israelites.
Well, now we also... I don't know if you have any more calls?
Oh, yeah, there's about
six more.
Is there
anything about the fish that he was cooking?
No.
Okay, it was a red herring.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that was a red snapper, though.
Someone said it's a red herring.
Uh-huh. So, I've heard red snapper, too.
Red snapper. So if it's a red... Because someone said, I can't believe you didn't know the fish. I'm not a fish expert.
Yeah, neither am I.
I know one fish, two fish, three fish, four fish.
One fish, two fish, red fish, blue fish?
Whatever that is.
You don't even know that one.
It's horrible. But I didn't know it was a red herring or red snapper. So if it's a red herring, would that mean that Jacob is not... the nice guy.
I don't know. I got a gut feeling that he's not as good as he's cut out to be. Because like Frank said, in my experience, the guys who say they're the good guys
are never the good guys.
Yeah.
They're never out for what's best for you.
Exactly.
So I agree with that. I think Jacob is going to turn out to be the bad guy. Because remember, Ben always said, we're the good guys, Michael. Yeah. And I've never seen Ben do anything good.
We saw how that turned out. All right, let's get to the last.
He needs to work
on
his stabbing motion, though. He was kind of
a little rusty.
A little rusty. Didn't.
All right, let's get into the last set of calls here.
Okay.
Hey, Jay and Jack, this is Joneser from Minneapolis again. I just want to know what what you're doing next Sunday, because I'm gonna drive down to Raleigh and bring you back to Minneapolis, and you can come to Sunday school with me, so that we can. Help you out with some of those Bible names. And so, I just want to do a little preemptive strike here. It's Jesus, not Jesus, just in case you're wondering. So, all right. Talk to you guys later. Bye.
Hey, guys. This is Jeremy from Grand Forks, and just got to listen to your podcast. I'm driving right now, so I have no chance to look this up to confirm this, but I seem to remember there being two smoke monsters mentioned on the show. Just thinking that Jacob and our mysterious black-shirted guy from Deadwood, if they were incarnations of them, you know, it seemed like there was one that was more of a destructive force and one that wasn't. So just curious what you think about that. Thanks for all the work this year. Bye.
Hey, Jay and Jack, it's Mackin in California. I was just rewatching the incident, and it dawned on me. Back in the Exodus, remember when the smoke monster was trying to pull John Locke down into that hole, and then Kate and Jack pulled him out by throwing the dynamite down the hole? I think that Esau, or whoever he was trying to get John Locke to kill him to go back into his body, and so Esau and the smoke monster are on the same team, and that's why the smoke monster was trying to pull him down to kill him so he could be, relived as Esau. That's my theory, and I'm sticking to it. Awesome podcast.
Hi, this is Sue from New Jersey, first-time caller. I just started listening to your podcast this year, and I really love it. What a fantastic season of Lost. My theory for next year is that Jacob's ashes will be used around Rose and Bernard's cottage to contain the bad guy, the Esau guy, who's inhabiting Locke's body, and that all our losties will be reunited and Locke will be resurrected and will become the new Jacob. I'm interested to see what other people have to say. I don't really get a chance to go on the blogs and, you know, Twitter and whatnot, but I do love to follow the show, and I'm curious to see what everyone else's theories are. You could clearly tell in this episode that Locke, once you watch it a second time, was not the Locke we knew. But I would hate to see Locke become a defeated man, a used man, and a loser, because I do love his character. It's my favorite. Thanks for all you do. Keep up the great work on the podcast, and stay lost until 2010.
All right, thank you for those calls.
Well, I agree with Sue. I think I even said about a month ago when I started waffling on Locke, I said, you know, I want him to get some closure. I want him to succeed at something.
Uh-huh.
I don't want him to be I don't think he's a loser.
Uh-huh.
I think he just wants to believe. He wants to believe he's something more than what he is.
Mm-hmm.
And we all do that. We all think we're better than what we are. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah.
We all want to be the Michael
Jordan. Or want to be better than what we are.
We all want to be Michael Jordan, Tiger Woods.
Jay Glatfelter.
I was going to say President of the United States, but I don't know if a lot of people would want to be President of the United States. I wouldn't.
I wouldn't, no.
I wouldn't want that job. But, you know, the popularity of, like, Barack Obama. Uh-huh. We all want to say, I wish that was me for once. I want to be that guy. And I think Locke would like to be the leader. But I think he is what he is.
Mm-hmm.
He's just not the leader. And I think he is, you know, when you go back and watch this whole season, she's right. He was, you know, when he got to, from the point when he came back to the island of Jera Flight 316, he wasn't the same guy. All of a sudden, they were telling us the whole time, too. We said before, dead is dead, and it's just not dead. Do you think that now they'll go back and he'll be resurrected and he will become the leader?
I don't know.
Well, give me a theory. He's your boy.
I don't know what's going to happen yet. I don't want to theorize on it, but I do still have faith in Locke, and I will not lose faith.
Okay. And then I think it was Mac.
Uh-huh.
Said that John Locke dragged him into the hole. Is he going to be... what?
Well, here's my theory, mate, because... remember, they seem to maybe know that Locke was in the past, so maybe that was actually Jacob trying to kill Locke so he couldn't come back and then end up killing himself, killing Jacob.
That's a great theory. Possibly. I like it, because it explained that, you know, why he, the whole thing, but it goes against what people are saying, that Jacob is all about, you know, he's not the man of science, he's the man of faith. He's the guy that, you know, whatever happens is going to happen. He's not. He is. I think he is pulling the strings.
Uh-huh.
I think they're both pulling strings.
Uh-huh.
They're trying to win the game, the end game, which is what?
The war.
The war.
The island.
To control the island. And then two smoke monsters, because Locke saw a bright light.
He says when the first time that it was like a bright light.
And I said to you the other day, maybe Locke was killed that day.
I don't think so.
Maybe that's why he saw a bright
light. Well, then how is there two Locke bodies now?
I don't know.
That's where it just gets lost.
That's where it gets thrown apart. But I said, well, maybe he was killed then. Because that's when Locke changed. When he saw that smoke monster, that's when he changed. And then after he went and hit Saeed in the head, or was that before that?
No, that was after. But But Locke was already into his full-on, because he got his legs back, and he was already into his full-on hunter mode.
I understand that, but it was in hunter mode, but then he changed. He was what? Oh, he, I think he figured out what was he was going to.
Looked into the eye of the island, and it was
eye
beautiful.
Of the island, and it was beautiful, and that's what was going to change his life. But maybe it wasn't beautiful.
I don't know.
He was duped right back then. Maybe
I don't think so. I don't think he was duped then.
Okay. And then we, Jay, someone, so Joneser wants to know if you're going to got plans next Sunday because you're going to go to Sunday school.
Nah, it's okay.
But you know, being from San Diego, Jesus, we do say Jesus.
No, I know how to pronounce Jesus.
Do you?
Yeah.
You know, it's funny though. People always criticize us on the East Coast, but if you, again, we say, if you went to San Diego and tried to say, a thousand times people say La Jolla.
Yeah, La Jolla.
John, I'm not going to tell you what they say about Escondido. A lot of the names, Encinitas and all
that. What's like the Esau, like that would like say out. I mean, it's just like, I guess you're a product of where you grow up. So like the way we pronounce words is different because the words are written out differently.
And right? To be honest, Sunday school for me was a long, long time ago.
I went to Catholic school and it's been a while. Been... I lived here for 7 years.
You're still a kid. You're
10
young.
Years, over a decade ago.
You're still a kid. You're still young. No excuse.
All right. So let's get into Lost Tweetback. Jack, are you ready?
I love a Lost Tweetback.
All right, well, here we go. We got some tweets here. A lot of tweets, actually. Lord Blackfire. If Claire is dead, that means there were two entities in the cabin that Locke spoke with. Can Esau / Smoke Monster split himself in two?
That's good. That's a good theory. I don't know. Well, maybe she's just like Locke. I mean, he was. Oh, I don't know.
Good question.
Great question. I don't know.
Grundy. Episode titles are true. Ben is one of them. Juliet is one of us. Dead really is dead. Whatever happened always happened.
Right. That's true. They, like I said, they've been telling us all season.
Matervan, how can people think Jacob is good when he uses people for this game? Don't confuse his white shirt and coolness as good. A trick.
I agree.
I agree as well.
But the main thing is when he stops Saeed and let Nadia, you know, go, you know, Nadia died because he stopped Saeed.
Yep.
And that's, is that a good person?
I don't think so.
In the end game, like I said, in the beginning, why did he stop Saeed? Maybe because he knew that he was going to shoot YB, which may save his life.
For his own benefit.
Right.
All right. Let's see. Brad Habs. The cabin is not Jacob's. It's Esau's. Locke released him and let and he set Locke up through time travel to be the leader of Jacob's peeps.
I agree.
Squirrels unite.
I hate squirrels.
I think Miles is right, and setting off the bomb caused the incident. But it somehow throws the Losties back into the future.
I agree. Now,
I think it does send it back. I don't think it's going to reset everything. It's going to put them back where they need to be.
Hopefully, if they come back to 2007, is that where we're going to find them? Or 2004?
2007.
2007. I hope it's on the island. I hope it's not off the island. I hope it's not this thing. We got to go. Where's that pendulum? We got to go find the pendulum in LA and get back to the island. We got to find the plane flight. I hope it's just they're back on the island.
We only have 17 episodes. There's not enough time to do crap that we've already done before.
Well, again, I agree. You agree with me that I think everyone agrees. Just stay on the island.
Yeah.
And whoever survives the island, and then finally, do you think that these guys, do you think in the end they'll all end up on the island? Do you think eventually we'll see that maybe somehow Goober gets to the island and he does leave with Claire? That was Desmond's vision?
Yes, I think so.
You think we're done with Desmond and Penny?
No, I do not think so.
You think they'll come back? Obviously, there'll have to be a story. They'll have to come back to the... If it's on the island, they'll have to come back to the island.
Yeah, I agree.
All right, so they find the island.
Because the Eloise story isn't done. Right. Eloise, Desmond, and Penny are
and
in,
Widmore,
and Little
you think,
Charlie.
You think Widmore linked. Eventually find his way back to the island?
Widmore, too. They're all off the island right now, and they need to get back into the game.
And once they all find the island, then we'll have that climactic
the
scene.
Final battle.
The final battle, and whoever survives, survives. Whoever doesn't, doesn't. And the final scene, will they be happily ever after on the island?
I think a bit of both. Like a melancholy happily ever after.
I still like to see the island blow up.
Just as long as it's not two punches and then that's the big fight finale.
Yeah. And then some guy swoops down and takes him and...
Yeah, and then they blow up in the sky.
Yeah. No.
That's lame.
Yeah. Better fight scene than that. I did say Star Trek. It was a good movie.
I liked it a lot.
I can see why the Star Trek, the hardcore geek Star Trek guys wouldn't like some of it.
Well, the thing is like they use time travel too, and I don't want to spoil anything, but
That's why I didn't go on. I didn't want to say the whole time travel thing.
Well, it's, but I don't want to, I think at the same time, it honors the previous canon, and then at the same time, it starts its own canon.
Right. I liked it. I thought the acting was great.
I thought the acting was super. It's like, to me, it's just like, George Lucas, that's what you should have done.
Wow, slap at George Lucas.
I'll say it's like, you know,
he listens to the podcast.
Yeah, well, it was just like, not only are the special effects amazing, but the acting was good and I actually cared about the characters.
Well, I think it was easier, though, because we know those characters.
So?
That's even harder.
I think the problem with George... You had to bring new actors in to play these characters that everyone knows and be able to personify those characters that we know and love, but at the same time bring their own spirit to it, and they did do that.
I agree. Okay, then I agree with you, because it was tough, you know, Leonard Nimoy.
Yeah. And I think all the actors did a superb job of being these classic
characters. Dr. McCoy was great. He was dead on. He was dead on. It was like, right when he got on the ship, yeah, he started complaining. Well, I don't want to get on. When we first see him, and he's complaining.
Yeah.
That's all I'll say. I said, Dr. McCoy.
Yeah. I thought they all did a great job.
It was, like I said, special effects were great. I thought everything about it was...
And it was a J.J. Abrams directed movie, so
there were a couple
time.
Parts I was going, well, that's not, you know, but I won't give it away. But
yeah.
In my mind, I'm like going, well, that's...
You're getting a little too Trekkie?
Yeah. I mean, I wasn't hardcore, but I watched the show.
Yeah.
I've seen it a lot, but yeah. I'm not like, I couldn't, you know, this Romulan guy or that, you know, I couldn't go that far into it.
Uh-huh.
I've never been to a convention.
Okay. Neither have I.
But I would go.
But Cliff has.
Shocking.
All right. So that's the tweet backs. Thank you, everyone. Oh, wait. Oh, I'm sorry. I had one more left. Juliet knew Sawyer wouldn't ever leave her, but she knew with Kate around, she would never have all of his heart.
That's true. Now, wow, that's tough. Because I haven't read all the... Like I said, we're over like 450 emails.
Yeah.
I've kind of scanned a few of them. Like I said, I'll get to all of them. I haven't found one that hates Kate yet.
Mm-hmm. And you were thinking people would really
hate
Kate.
I was thinking people were really going to hate Kate after this episode. Because she really... Like I said, her character, like when she got on the sub, I thought she was going to just do something heroic.
Mm-hmm.
She really didn't.
Yeah.
She said, well, Jack has a plan. He's going to blow up the island. And Sawyer
kind of took a backseat and let Juliet step up.
Unless she knew that Juliet had friends on that island, didn't want to see him die.
She did kind of like, oh, we got to stop him. It's like, okay, Sawyer, you beat him up, and Juliet, you sacrifice your life.
Yeah, and I'll go wipe some blood off Jack's face. And she really has not been the Kate that we've...
Yeah.
Maybe because raising Aaron has changed her.
Probably.
And has mellowed her out.
Possibly. It could go.
Of course, though, when they jumped out of the van, she was shooting like crazy. And it wasn't Hurley in the van.
No, it wasn't.
I watched it again. It wasn't. I'm surprised you didn't take any heat for that. That was more.
But I said you corrected me. I was like, oh, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, I didn't correct on Esau.
No. And see what happens.
I wasn't paying attention, but, you know.
Like you knew how to pronounce it yourself.
I wouldn't have known either way.
All right. So you ready for the listener theory of the week?
I am so ready.
All right. Here we go.
Hi, Jay and Jack. This is Dave from Nebraska. Second time caller. First time I called in, it was Theory of the Week, so I think I've got another good one for you. This one goes to my son, Josh. He came up with this. When Ben met Locke, or brought Locke to the cabin, and they apparently met Jacob, that was never really Jacob. Ben has admitted that he really never met Jacob. We know that the Locke that is now present is really the evil one, and we believe that who manifested himself and said, help me, was really this evil one. I'm going to name him Esau to go back to the biblical reference of Jacob and Esau. So Esau, even we had a little screen capture you did there and made it look like Locke. He started to take on the form of Locke. We also believe that Esau is manifesting himself as Christian Shepherd, Ben's daughter, the horse, Hurley's friend, that type of thing, and he's causing all the evil. So Locke actually met Esau back in the cabin that time when he said, help me, and then he killed him because the evil one is the one that wants to destroy and kill all things. So there's our theory. Thanks for the show. Appreciate it, guys. Bye. Hey, I forgot one more thing. This is Dave from Nebraska again. The ash that is around the cabin is where Esau was contained by Jacob. And we see in this last episode that the ash had been covered up with a path someone had let Esau out of the cabin. That's why the people that carried Lot's body burned it, torched it, and Jacob appeared to her and said he needed her help. That was to bring Lot's body and prove that the evil one was out and about instead of that being Lot. So the cabin is Esau's. The ash contains him until he's able to get out somehow.
All right.
I like it, except I'm not.
Yeah, I'm not too
convinced that he's the evil one.
But like he said, though, that the evil one is one that wants like death and carnage. Isn't that kind of what Jacob wants?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That,
yeah,
not Esau. But you know, it just dawned on me when he was saying that Ilana had Locke's body.
Yeah.
Didn't Ilana see Locke walking around eating the mango and stuff like that? She had a scene with him.
Yeah.
Didn't she wonder why he was walking around if she had his body?
She must have known, and that's why she had to go do what she had to do.
Why didn't she do it a little faster?
I don't know. Good question, why she didn't do it faster.
It just dawned on me during this call that she had a scene with Locke. Mm-hmm. He was eating this best mango I ever had.
And also, like, I remember I was saying, I was like, oh, they're working for Ben. I guess not, because Ben didn't know that this wasn't the...
No, we were both wrong in that one. Yeah. We both agreed that it was working for Ben, and a lot of people said Widmore. No one realized he was working for Esau. Working for Jacob.
Yeah.
But it just dawned on me. If she was supposed to, that was her mission, shouldn't she have got there a lot faster?
Yeah, she could have done it a lot better. She was very secretive.
Yeah, she blew it.
Yeah, she did.
I'm going to have to go back and watch it, because that just doesn't make sense. Now it doesn't make sense. Why wouldn't she go fast? She should have been quicker to go. That should have been right away.
Yep.
Not messing around with Frank and all the other stuff. And
yeah.
How long does it take to get a couple of pylons and get the boat and go where the where she had to go?
Yeah.
Now she got off track. She didn't realize that Jacob wasn't at the cabin.
Mm-hmm. But even then, if she would have like told Ben, hey, look at what we got here, and wouldn't Jacob have let her know who Ben was and all these other people?
Yeah, that just wow.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff. A
lot of question marks. I don't have the answer for
that. All right, so what do you say we close the show, Jack?
What would that look for? I have the update on the contest.
Oh, you do? Okay, let's hear it. All right.
That kind of ended short.
What?
I was jamming to it.
Well, you have to get out of here in 15 minutes.
There's some interesting points to the contest.
Okay.
Once again, Vikas did a great job. He did, all the work. He did it all. It wasn't me. And he's agreed to do it again next season.
Ugh.
So... more power to him. Yeah. Because I'll be honest with you. Without him doing the contest, we wouldn't have had I had no time to do it. There were 777 entries. 777.
Okay.
Good thing Lockwood's around, the contest would have been blown up. seven people had 800 points or more.
Okay.
31 got 700 points or more.
Mm-hmm.
The lowest score was 202. That might have been me. Because I answered all the questions wrong on purpose because I didn't want to cheat like Jay. Three people got the dude count right.
Okay. What, three people got it right?
Got it right.
Okay, let's hear it.
I don't know who they were.
Oh, okay.
He's just giving me stats. Will Jay say something stupid? 760 people got the correct answer. Now, what were you 17 people thinking? I told you it was a given that Jay would say something stupid. You've listened to the podcast long enough to know you should have answered yes.
Should have been, will Jay and Jack say something stupid, and they just didn't support your hatred towards me.
No, that's not right. That's not right. So anyway, next year, if that's on the test, if the question is to say...
someone asks you if you're a god, you say yes.
All right, these are the top three people as of now. Now, you'll have a week to contest the score. You have a week
The contest.
Contest the contest. Now, do not send any... I'm not kidding about these emails. You've seen it, right, Jay? It's flooded.
Yeah.
The best way to get a hold of me to say that, hey, I think the contest is wrong, is send me a PM on... the message board, because I'm hardly getting any right now. Now you have to join the message board.
That's what she said.
Join the message board. Send me a PM. I'll send it over to Vikas and we'll verify it. After a week, if no one said anything, these three people have won, and that's it. And what they've won is Mark Ohrmanner's book, The Myth of Lost. You can find on Amazon.com. Again, that's The Myth of Lost book on Amazon.com.
Uh-huh.
And also Head First Algebra by Tracy Pollan and Dan Pallone.
Okay.
You'll win that, and I already have the books in my hand, so we're good to go there. First, number one person.
Why don't you do 3-2-1, and then one as the finale here.
All right.
Third place first.
All right. The third place who finished in third with a total of 843 points.
Woohoo!
Sammy Sosa. All right, number two.
Number two.
885 points.
Woo!
C. Barbaro. It's C-B-A-R-B-O-U-R-83. Now, you'll be notified by
email. C. Barbaro.
And number one.
Number one.
With 951 points is Esau. Just kidding. It's NATO, or NATO, N-A-T-O, 64, 951 points.
Out of how many points?
I don't know.
Wouldn't that be in your stat thingy?
It's not in the stat thingy.
Oh, okay. But congratulations.
So, yeah, so... Oh, he did have the dude count here. Who had the dude count?
Okay.
Jay Labori.
Okay.
B.S. Gerald.
Okay.
And M. Gerton. You guys all got the dude count right. And the dude
congrats.
Count will be on next season's contest. And I'm going to go for 50 questions next year.
All right.
Which I don't know how I'm going to do because I have no idea, no clue what we're going to do on this thing.
You can do it.
What if they have a whole new list of characters I have to go for? But again, you have 1 week to say, hey, I thought I had 952 points. And you can send it in and I'll either go with you, not go with you. I could have made a mistake. It's possible. It's happened before.
Uh-huh.
You know, but I, you know, we'll see.
All right.
That's all I got about that.
All right. So let's close the show, Jack.
Let's do it.
All right. Here we go. All right, guys, that is our show for this Monday.
Yay.
If you like this call, give us a call at 206-309-0311.
Calling time.
That's 206-309-0311. Calling time. Last question.
And we're theory. And we're doing a podcast Wednesday night, aren't we?
Yep, Wednesday night. So
if you want to get, there's still calls out there. I'm sure you can go through it.
Oh, yes.
Through, and then we'll
Call again if you have more
theories.
And
I'll grab some of the emails out there. I promise I eventually will answer. Be patient on this one.
Yeah.
I will answer all the emails, but I'm overwhelmed. I have to finish this bathroom.
Yes.
I still have the toilet sitting right here in the studio. And a lot
is that about women changing their minds?
That's true. Yes, because... Okay, the design has changed a few times on this bathroom. Plus, not only that, but with Lost and stuff, I just haven't had time, and I gotta... I'm just overwhelmed.
Yes. It's okay. It'll be okay.
It's okay. I'm all right. But a lot of people think that it's appropriate that the toilet is in the studio.
Give us an email at lostpodcast@gmail.com. That's
lostpodcast@gmail.com.
Also, follow us on twitter.com/JayandJack.
I'm almost at 1,000.
But one thing, though, is as far as I know, we're the number one followed Twitter Lost, like as far as like a website that does added the Twitter. But the Lostpedia is coming close right behind us with like 6,300 or like 6,600.
What?
So.
Come on, guys.
Follow us and not follow Lostpedia.
Oh, that's just wrong. That's just wrong.
I'm kidding. But if you haven't followed us yet, follow us. Because you don't want Lostpedia to be on top because they're jerks.
Ouch.
I'm kidding.
And also,
it's all in good fun.
You're running out of time. We haven't had a new entry for the Hugo Cup.
No.
So it looks like it's going, unless you guys step up. What was the date today? 16th, 17th?
Yeah.
You got two more weeks to send in your entry or it's going.
Going, gone.
Going, gone. And, you know, I think you'll look back and go, I had a chance to win that Hugo Cup. And that could have been like, you know, you're like John.
Could have been
me. You're kind of like John Locke. That could have been your ultimate goal. the prize,
the
Academy Award.
So we'll see you guys this Thursday. Hasta luego and goodbye.
Bye.